Welcome to the Strategy Rewind podcast. I'm your host, Miguel LeBron. I'm a personal growth strategist. I help those who feel stuck become unstuck and accomplish their goals. And this podcast focuses on the mindset and strategies needed for a breakthrough moment. For more information on strategies, insight, coaching, articles, and podcasts like this, head over to strategyrewind.com. At strategyrewind.com, more details are in the show notes links. Change is a real interesting thing because when we talk about change, most individuals fear change. They actually don't want things to change in their life. I remember my younger brother when they changed his bus driver. It was a new school season and he approached the bus. School bus came, he approached it, and when the doors opened and it was a brand new bus driver, he had a temper tantrum. Just to see the new bus driver. Yeah, I hate you. I don't want you. My mother had to calm him down. We had to try to get him into the bus. And luckily, the bus driver was real cool, real patient about it. And so they were able to get him into the bus and get him going. And it took him some time to get accustomed to this new bus driver. But there are people that just don't like change. Whenever change is even mentioned, they avoid it. They hate the change of weather. They don't like changing styles. They don't like changing dresses. They don't like changing anything. And so you have this camp of people that just avoid change at all costs. Of course, change is inevitable, right? Especially if you live where I live in upstate New York, you can't avoid change, right? There's going to be change of weather, change of climate. And with this, you're going to have to change your clothing, you know, pull out the sweaters, pull out the turtlenecks, pull out the coats, put away the jacket, take out some scarves and gloves. I mean, there's change is inevitable. Now with the hot weather coming around, there's change coming. And then you have this other group of people that embrace change. So you have the camp of people that hate change, and then you have the camp of people that embrace change. They want change. They long for change. Whenever change isn't happening, they feel like they're stuck or they feel like something bad is happening. The idea that change isn't taking place almost bothers them. They wait and dream of change and even to the point of forcing change. This may not always be a good thing, but the fact that change happens, they feel satisfied about it. So you have these two camps. But I think, interestingly enough, when we think about change, sometimes change happens and we can't avoid it. Like the changing of the seasons, we can't avoid it. It's going to happen. And sometimes change happens and we provoke it. And there are these other instances where we are pushed to change, right? I can't avoid the changing of the seasons. I can't avoid this, so it's going to happen, and you either learn to embrace it or you can at least anticipate it. And then you have this other group of people that embrace change and long for it, and then you have a group of people that are just forced to change, where you have no choice but to change. And sometimes that may come by way of bad news, a tragic event, someone's passing. I know when my mother passed away, it caused me to change the way I looked at my life. I really had to question so many things. I had to question my hope. I had to question my faith. I had to question what I was working for, what legacy I wanted to leave. I really had to question a lot of things. And so I was forced to change. I was forced to change because of this situation. I don't want to call it a negative thing because death, birth, it's all part of life. So certainly we know it's part of life and it's going to happen. And she lived a full life, having kids, being married, moving and traveling, buying her home. I mean, she lived a full life and left a great legacy, but there are change that sometimes we embrace. There are change that we can't avoid. And then there are other parts where we are forced to it. And what I want to encourage you is that you can make a choice today on how you will deal with change and what your relationship with change is going to be. You can either A, plan for it and anticipate for it, or you can embrace it, or you can be the one who says, I'm going to write the story. And oftentimes we know that we have to change something and we don't do anything about it. We know that a change is needed in our life, but we don't do anything about it until something drastic happens where you're forced to change. And what I want to encourage you to do is that instead of waiting for change to knock at the door, instead of waiting for you to be forced to change or feel like you're forced to change, like you have no other option, instead of doing that, begin to lay down the foundation that allows you to embrace change. Embrace it. Embrace the change, because you'll find that in the change, there will be growth. Of course, that's if you embrace it. Because if you find yourself consistently fighting with it, what'll happen is that by the time you get ready to embrace it, it's past. There is a season for everything. And if you don't embrace this season of your life, this season of change, when you actually find the value in it, it will pass. You know, it's like vacation. You can plan for your vacation and get there and enjoy it from beginning to end, or you can feel like, I have to take vacation. Maybe your significant other has planned it out and has forced it upon you, and you have been taken onto vacation. And day one, you don't like it. Day two, you don't like it. Day three, you're warming up to it. Day four, you finally enjoy it, but it's time to go. It's time to get back on the plane and go back home. You didn't allow yourself to embrace and enjoy the moment. You may not like change, may not want anything to do with change. You may detest the idea of change. You may have changed podcasts thinking about change. But the reality is, my friend, that we have a choice. We have a choice to either be forced to change, wrestle with it, anticipate it, or be the people who say, you know what? I want to be the catalyst for change. I want to be the reason change happens. I don't want to feel like I changed because of everything that was happening around me. I want to be the one who says, you know what? I knew I had to change these things and I changed them. I laid down the foundation and began to work towards it. I'm enjoying the conversation and I know you are too, but let me talk to you about Growth Strategy Spotlight. It's the personal development platform that you need to subscribe to today. Get access to podcasts such as this one and the Coaching Faith podcast, which focuses on the taboos surrounding spirituality and Christianity. Get access to articles, webinars, community, and so much more. Head over to strategyrewind.com. I'll see you there. The reality is that sometimes we find comfort even in the things that we shouldn't find comfort in. Even in the storm, we find a cozy spot and say, well, the storm is what it is. And this idea of it is what it is actually stems from a limiting belief. Because the idea and the phrase of it is what it is actually is saying, I can't do anything about it. It throws its hands in the air and says, it is what it is. I can't do anything about it. But most often, we can. Most often, we can do something about it. Most often, it's not it is what it is. It's what you make it. And you get to choose. Fine. Maybe I didn't want to change. Maybe I wanted to avoid it. Maybe I knew I had to do it. I didn't want to walk through the door. I was too scared of it. I was too afraid of it. But now that change is knocking at my door, now that it's unavoidable, now that I can't go back to yesterday, what am I going to do today? What am I going to do about tomorrow? Because tomorrow is built on the foundation of today. Whatever I do today will dictate what I see tomorrow. I can't go back. So, fine. You don't like change. But you can either be a victim of it, or you can be the one who dictates change. And I want to encourage you to be the one that dictates change. In order for you to dictate change, you have to realize the areas in your life that require change. Rather, that would be your health habits, your sleeping pattern, the people you hang around with, the things you're reading or not. Because sometimes it's not what you have to pick up. Sometimes it's what you have to let go. So I want to encourage you to embrace change, and not just embrace it, dictate it. Encouraging you today that this is the time for change and for you to control it, to say this is when I initiate change. And if you're finding this to be a little challenging, a little tricky, then great. I've done my job today. But I do not want to leave you there in the position of feeling like this is too hard, too challenging, so I guess I'll leave it alone. No. Click the link in the show notes. Set up a free 30-minute strategy session. Let's work together. Let's prayerfully plan. Let's carefully strategize. And let's execute. Optimize your potential for executing and experiencing a breakthrough. Instead of just standing on the sideline, anticipating change, knowing that it's going to happen, you can begin right now to dictate change and say, I today choose to change my attitude, my habits, my outlook, my perspective, my mindsets, the people I'm hanging out with, the people I'm not hanging out with. Begin to make the necessary change, and you'll be surprised at who you see in the mirror. Thank you so much for being connected here today with this episode. If you want more details and information on the strategies discussed in this podcast episode, be sure to click on the show note links. You'll find more details there. And while there, you'll also find a link that'll take you to strategyrewind.com, where you can subscribe for free to be informed when the new episode is available, not only of this podcast, but all the other podcasts that we have available on the Growth Strategy Spotlight Network.